Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Tonight's a big night, and some of the listeners may not know. You may know. I mean, I guess you've been at work. But if you haven't, if you've been at home watching sports on television, then you know that in 54 minutes, they will release the NFL schedule for the 2021 season. And, Rob, this has become a big deal. I mean, this has become huge. I'm trying to figure out what I can even compare it to. It's become like the announcement of the All-Star team in the NBA. I mean, it is huge. And people are excited and people are hyped. And so we're going to talk a whole lot of NFL in today's show. We do have a few games that we know will take place. Stuff has already leaked, as always is the case. And we know that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers open against the Dallas Cowboys. I like it, Rob. I'm not going to lie. Tom Brady, Dak Prescott returning from injury. Oh, that's going to be a good one. That's one people are excited about. But more, Rob, what people are even more excited about is week four, Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, really Tom Brady, return to New England, to Foxborough, to take on Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. And Rob, I cannot overstate how big some people think this game is. In fact, some people are saying, Rob, that this is the biggest regular season game in NFL history. Your thoughts?
No way, no how. Just like I was told that the Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady Super Bowl was going to be the most watched thing. It was the changing of the guard. It was the old guy who people wanted to consider the GOAT to the guy who could possibly be the
wanted
GOAT.
To consider.
Right. Well, some. I'm just saying.
Is
not everybody.
99.9%.
Not everybody.
Yes,
not everybody. I know
you.
Plenty who don't. But my point is, that was supposed to be. I think it's just a lot of hyperbole. It just depends on what's happening, what's going on, how good the Patriots are. You know, there's a lot of stuff that plays into it. I don't know. Is it the same feel if Tampa Bay is 1-3 to start, 1-2 to start the season? I don't know. Will it be if Tom Brady's not playing well or the Patriots aren't playing well? On the schedule, you would assume people would want to watch it, but to say it's the greatest, it'll be the greatest game in NFL history for a regular, it's hard for me to buy into that. I think it's over the top.
Yeah, look, it's huge. I agree with you in that to say it's the biggest game in regular season history, that's too much. That does depend on where the teams at. All right. Tampa Bay, I mean, unless they're winless, and even then, but unless they're 0-3, even if they're 1-2, people are still going to believe they'll get it together just like they did last year when they struggled midway through the season. So I don't think their record, again, unless they're winless, will impact it. But if the Patriots are bad, if the Patriots just look like another team that's not going to make the playoffs like they did last year, that takes away a little bit from it. But it's going to be huge. I mean, even if both teams go into it winless, it's big.
Yeah,
I mean,
but that's not what people are saying. They're not,
but right, it's
different
not the
if you
biggest
said,
in history.
Right.
It's but
different
it's still
to say big,
no matter what.
We get, I get
it's huge.
That. But it ain't the greatest of all time. Now, if you told me, Chris, it was week, I don't know, 16, 17, and they were both playing.
Maybe 12.
Were both playing. What's that?
Just because, well, you're right. If they're
I'm saying that they're playing for something.
Okay,
both teams,
okay.
Say both teams need the game. And right. It was Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. If the Patriots win, Brady doesn't make the playoffs. Or do you know what I mean? Like, right. If the magnitude right. of that Agreed. Game was of that, then I could buy into it. Then everybody would like, I want to see what happens. Is Bill Belichick going to put up a defense to stop Tom Brady to get his team to the playoffs? Is Brady going to shred Bill Belichick? Like it has to have something of that caliber for people to be all in. Yes, people are going to watch. I don't know. Is it a national game? Is it just a regular season game?
Oh, you know
game?
It will be. It'll be
yeah,
on
I'm
national
just saying.
TV.
Right. You would
it's
assume
a Sunday
that.
Night game. Sunday
okay,
night
so
game.
Sunday night. You know, so all that stuff factors in, no doubt.
Yeah, it, the best games, if we want to look back at the best games in history, whether it's NFL, NBA, baseball, Major League Baseball, Rob, the two things have to be a part of it. One, there does have to be the hype. Right? There does have to be the storyline. And this does indeed have the storyline. So that you can check that box. There's no doubt about it. It's not like Brady's going back as, you know, he is going back as an old man, but he's going back as an old man who's still near the top of his game. So he's going back as a Super Bowl champion. So it's not like he's going back as just a guy who isn't any good anymore. And it's kind of just, you're giving him his flowers because of what he did in the past. No, he's still a great quarterback. But the second element that you need, Rob, is it needs to be a good game. And it needs to be, both teams need to be good. And so if New England holds up its end of the bargain, I'm not worried about Tampa Bay because, like I said, even if they don't have the best record at that point, they are the defending Super Bowl champions. And... you know, they're stacked. Even if Brady is horrible in the first few games, then that's going to be a big part of it too. Is he done?
No,
you know what I mean? Like, right. is he? So that'll just add to
right.
the story.
I don't think that we disagree that it'll be huge. It's how right. huge. And it's just hard for me to look at it. As I said before, you know, that Super Bowl with Mahomes and Brady, Chris, that was one that could have been. And I get COVID and all
COVID
the sports numbers are down and all that. But if anything was going to move the needle upward, you know what I mean? Like, that should have been the Super Bowl to see those two quarterbacks go at it. That's what I thought.
No, I hear you. I mean, I at this moment in time, yeah, sure, I'm excited to see Tom Brady go back to New England. At this moment in time, Rob, I would be more excited to see Tampa Bay and Green Bay, assuming Aaron Rodgers is there. I'd be more excited to see Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, you know, Green Bay, Kansas City, or Tampa Bay, Kansas City. So there are other games that look like, at least now, that they'll be better. We'll see if New England's any good this year.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our next guest is a former Pro Bowl wide receiver. Now he has come into broadcasting. It's been a few years now, but he has taken it by storm. He's now the co-host of Up On Game right here on Fox Sports Radio on Saturdays. Great show that he does with LeVar Arrington and Plaxico Burress, and you got to give it a listen.
Don't
it's
forget
our man TJ Houshmandzadeh. He's got several. How many podcasts you got, Hoosh? Just one?
Nah, it's just Up On Game. When I do one, me and my guy Rob Parker, we just do that during the fall for football season, the Lemon Pepper Parlay.
No doubt. And I told you already, TJ's unbelievable in picking games. I beat him a couple games, but he's unbelievable. And he picked the Super Bowl from day one.
Why you
have
to throw that in?
Because he picked the Super Bowl from day one.
You don't give me that I picked Tom Brady from day one to get to the Super Bowl. You didn't get
you didn't pick them to win. You picked Patrick Mahomes to win originally. He picked Tom Brady to win and the whole 9 yards. I'm just saying, from day one, Chris, he never altered. That's all. I'm giving them props.
I love Hoosh, so I'm with it. Yep. And so Hoosh, we gonna start here. We were just talking about why, you know, the NFL's got a couple games
going
in London
back to
again,
Europe
like
with that, right?
Why our theories? We're trying to theorize on why the NFL has not succeeded. Mainly in Europe, but
right,
around the world.
A couple of failed
basketball's
leagues,
gotten big. Right. Yeah, baseball's gotten big. And I'm personally looking at it not just from a viewer standpoint, like fans going to the games, but also like playing leagues, playing sport, you know, young kids starting youth leagues in London and Europe for football. Why do you think it hasn't caught on in these other countries like basketball and baseball?
The key is, number one, the quality of coaching wouldn't be there. Which coach from Europe can really explain and teach, not teach the game the correct way? And we're not talking – so when you talk basketball, you can get a couple good coaches, and they can really teach guys because we're going to dribble, we're going to cut, we're going to play defense. We're going. When you're talking football, you need more than one or two coaches because yep. you need technique for the offensive line. You need – overall understanding of the quarterback position, the receiver position, everybody's position is so specific that if you don't have those type of coaches, you might have
great
one or
point.
Two positions doing really well and the other two just struggle. So if they want to increase that, the NFL probably would need to send a group of former players out there for a period of time to make sure they're teaching the kids and the coaches of how to explain and teach the game of football.
I think that's a great point, right? That's kind of, I mean, I don't know if Rob agrees with me, but I was saying that. You said it better than me. I was saying football is more complicated and complex than basketball and baseball and certainly soccer.
But
and
I
agree with everything you said.
But TJ, I also said that the NFL is selling an also-ran product when they send, look at the four teams they're sending over to Europe. Dallas hasn't gone over there. None of the marquee teams. It's always who's going to – it's the Jets, the Jaguars. It's four teams. Miami's the best of the four, but they didn't make the playoffs. So also, you know, I get it. They want to kind of get into the market, but they're not sending the best of the best over there as well. I think that hurts as well.
Oh, when you don't have marquee names and marquee players, fingers crossed now, they're hoping with Jacksonville being a team that – is a regular playing in Europe with Trevor Lawrence being the first pick, one of the most high-profile college football players in however many years. That could possibly change moving forward. But also, a lot of teams and players, they don't want to go play. They don't want to go play in London. That's one, it's a long trip.
Yep.
You're away from your family. And regardless of how long the trip is, when you come back, it's not like they're giving you the week off.
Right.
You still got to go practice.
It's a long trip, right.
Hours, you're thrown off, right? Your time.
Yeah, you'll
time
get a bye
difference.
Week. You'll get a bye week when you come back, but the way the coaches are, they're gonna you're going to practice. And so you don't want to go.
Yeah, that makes sense. Speaking of Jacksonville, what do you have a problem with the Tim Tebow situation? I mean, I don't think it's not an official signing yet as far as him making the team, but them signing him and giving him a trial. Do you have a problem with that?
Wow. Do I have a problem with it? I would probably say yes and no. I don't have a problem with you can do whatever you want to do. It's your team, your organization. The problem is Tim Tebow is taking an opportunity away from a player that's earned it, that deserves it.
Thank you.
And that's the biggest thing. But life isn't fair. Life is – we live in a world of have and have nots. And
right.
Tebow has built up a relationship with Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer is doing him a solid. Urban Meyer's not the first guy to help someone out and put him in position that they probably don't deserve, and he won't be the last. This happens all the time. But because it's Tim Tebow and – he hasn't. Tim Tebow's last game was pretty much my last game. and he's playing a position he's never played.
Right.
And they're saying, oh, we're bringing him in for leadership. Well, if they're bringing him in for leadership, what they need to do then is make sure the tight ends and quarterbacks meet together. Because their leadership is not going to happen
Trevor Lawrence will not get much from Tebow if they're in separate meeting rooms. So they better merge those two meeting rooms together. I just gave y'all an idea, Jacksonville. And so I don't have a problem with it. But this goes on, and it's not just football. It's in all walks of life. It's who you know. And if I was in a position of power, would I help a buddy out, a friend out, a family member out, and they were somewhat qualified, but there were other that were more qualified? I probably would.
Let me say this, though. Let me say this, though, TJ, and I hear what you're saying, and I get it. But also, you know, this isn't college, and you got to be careful with the locker room and people looking. Is Tim Tebow a spy for Urban Meyer? Did Urban Meyer made a misstep when he hired that guy? What was his name? Chris Doyle. Strength and conditioning coach who had the racial issues. Where was he? At Iowa or whatever? You know what I mean? Like, and now here he is bringing in a 34-year, he'll be 34 in August, 34-year-old who's never played the position, 34, not 24, right, and just out of college, and he's making a position change. Can people start to look and go, especially if you get off to a bad start, you know, like look at Urban Meyer and go, what is this guy doing?
Let's put this in context. When and if he gets signed, if and when, he's one of 90. Let's talk in September now if he makes a team. Now he's one of 53. Now we might have a problem. As far as the locker room, one of 90, guys know how Tebow gets down. He seems to be a great human being, a great person. They're going to tread lightly when they're around Tebow anyway, regardless if he's the coach, if he's going to be a saboteur, he's going to be the snitch, so to speak.
Right.
They're going to tread lightly because they know how he is. That's not – Tebow comes off as being – everybody knows Tim Tebow. Great teammate, great leader, going to get you fired up, blah, 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 this and that. They're not going to do those types of things around Tebow. Will Tebow make the 53-man roster? I doubt it. I doubt it very seriously. But 1-90, I don't have a problem with it, with the exception of there's a kid, and we don't know who this kid is, that deserves and has earned this opportunity, and he's not going to get it. But nepotism happens all the time. This is not the first time.
TJ, we got about 30 seconds for this last answer. Fans are going gaga over schedule release day, which is tonight. When you played, did you care at all about schedule release day? And if so, what did you look
for? See, he's laughing. He's laughing.
Right? Did it matter to you? Like,
hey, no lie. I'm going to be honest with you. I just looked at the games in December and see who we were playing in the cold weather. Swear, promise you.
Right. I believe it.
That's all I cared about. Like, please, let us get Cleveland in Cleveland early. Let us get Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh early. If we got Green Bay, let's get them early. Chicago, give them to us early. That's all I looked at. That's it. I didn't care.
Obviously players are different here and there, but – Are players into it like the fans are?
No, I mean, if when you know you have a good team, okay, let me take this back, Chris. You look at what I said and you want to see the primetime games and who you playing. I would say that Monday night, who we got on Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday, we play the Bengals, we get one primetime game, you pissed. And so you look at the primetime games, the matchups, which team has the good corners. Yeah, you do look at it somewhat, but it's really more for the fans, to be honest with you.
That is our man, TJ Houshmandzadeh, former
Always
Pro Bowl wide
honest.
Receiver.
Always
yes,
honest.
Great stuff, brother. And you can catch him on Up On Game Saturdays right here on Fox Sports Radio. Great stuff as always, brother.
Man, y'all keep on knocking it out the park, man. Take care, fellas.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Some of the games have leaked out, as we said last hour, and they're going back to London, and I bet you know one of the teams is going to be there.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes.
Because the last, before COVID, Chris, they had two games of their eight home games that were going to be in London, and which is ridiculous. I think if they could get one on Mars, they would too. But yeah, they're going back to Europe, and the NFL's hell-bent in trying to expand their market, but they've tried.
Well,
they've tried
trying
for years
to help Jacksonville get some freaking fans. But here's the two games. New York Jets against the Atlanta Falcons and the Miami Dolphins against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Now, you know what's so bad about this? Right off the rip, Chris, forget about Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer and all that.
What?
They picked four non-playoff teams. Think about that. They're sending.
Right.
They're sending the bottom.
Dolphins are fine, but you're right.
No, but I'm just saying, look at what they're sending to Europe.
I agree.
You can't sell your product, Chris, when you're not giving people the creme de la creme and the best of
the
best.
Rob, don't you? I hear you and I agree, but I'm going to be honest. Do they even know the difference over there?
You yes,
said
they do.
Really? They're going to know the difference between seeing Tua. I mean, I get it. Mahomes certainly.
If you had Patrick Mahomes and the Cowboys. If they had Patrick Mahomes and the Cowboys playing in Europe or Tom Brady, trust me, they would know that they would know those names. I'm just saying, you're putting like a bad product out there.
I don't know that they know what good football is.
Well, but they're putting a bad product out there. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, Dolphins, look, Jags, you got Trevor Lawrence. You might have Tim Tebow.
Could you see me throw up in my mouth?
But no, I mean, I just wonder if they even know what good football is. I get that you're saying I'm sure they know Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes. So yeah, they'd be more hyped to see these big names. But do they really know the difference between good and bad football? I'm not sure. You brought it up, Robin. Let's go there. The NFL has tried to expand overseas. Wasn't there? There was a league over there, World Football League or something like that.
Chris, there were
didn't make it.
A league? There've been two leagues over there,
and both have failed.
Yes.
So why? Why? Look, baseball obviously is huge over in Japan. Obviously, it's huge in South America and the Caribbean. Basketball is huge just about everywhere now. Why do you think? Football really isn't big. It's huge here. It's the king of them all here in America by far. But why do you think it has not been able to, you know, really capture the imaginations of fans throughout the world?
I think it's just what people have been brought up on. I think just like soccer is big around the world and people don't, you know, I'm not going to say nobody cares about it here, Chris. But
nobody
it's still,
does.
Well, I mean, they sell out and they
it's
have the league.
But I've been hearing, right? You know this. We've been hearing since we were 8 years old that soccer's the next big thing.
I was told that as a kid.
At 8 years old. Yeah, in 20, 25 years, it's going to be the most popular sport in America.
I was told that, and I'm older than you, and right. I never bought into it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I just didn't think that it was going to get to that point. I never felt that way. And I'm trying to look, Chris. I think it was, all right, the NFL was the World League of American Football. That was one, right? You remember that?
Right.
The World League of American Football. And then they tried it again, the NFL. And I can't remember. And then NFL Europe was another. They had two leagues.
Yep.
And
I
both of them folded.
NFL Europe. Right.
Yep. They both folded. They both just didn't get any traction because it was minor league players who really weren't that good. If they were good, they were in the NFL. Again, it's
but
like
again,
it's,
I don't think that matters. You really think if
no,
they
I think that matters.
Real legitimate NFL players over, like say they don't know the names because we're not sending over our, you know, it wasn't going to be an NFL team over there immediately.
Chris,
so whoever the minor leaguers were, they're not going to know. I don't think the level of play had anything to do with it. These
See,
are still
I
really
I disagree.
good players.
I still think that I think you're being like this is like the snobbish American. You can send anything over there. They don't know the difference, and it doesn't matter. That's like
they
that's
don't.
What you're saying.
I mean, they
no,
literally. Do they know what, Rob?
Chris, if that was the case,
Division One college football players over there. It's not like Division One college football isn't really good. It's just not as good as the NFL, but it's
Chris,
still really good football.
Yeah, I just think that it hasn't been a good product, And I think it's a combination. I said the first thing is like the soccer thing. They didn't grow up with it, so it's not a part of, you know, who they are. So I think that that's number one. But also, if you send over a bad product as well, the chances of somebody catching on or wanting to watch it, or it's just like the what you call. And you just said it. Football's king in the United States. And every time they start up a new football league, let's play it right after the Super Bowl so we have football all year. Let's have a spring league so that we have football all year. And you know why those leagues don't fail? Because people want to see NFL football. They don't want to see minor league football. They don't want to see also-rans or guys who aren't as good. No, well, nobody wants to see those. And they had national TV contracts. They had the backing of some big-name NFL people. And those leagues failed as well. I'm just saying.
But that I think, but Rob, the level of play in those, and you're right, we've talked about that before, how those leagues failed, the AAFL, whatever it was
whatever
called.
Whatever it was,
right?
They failed after week two. They couldn't even make the payroll.
The level of play, see, I don't think it's level of play. We look at them and say they couldn't make the NFL. And so we naturally don't give them any love. But they are at least as good and I guess probably better than the Division I NCAA football. But we love that. So I just think I don't think it's actually what you see on the field. Oh, they're no good, because they're as good as the Alabamas and the LSUs and the Georgia, or at least in that league. And but we watch the NCAA football religiously. It's the second biggest sport next to pro football in America. So that's all I'm saying. I hear you don't have the big names, but.
All right, here's a story that was written about this on Y Leagues. I just happened to Google it, and I was interested. This was a story about it's NFL : why did NFL Europe fail? And one of the things that it lists in here, Chris, is that European fans are fussy, and it says that the caliber of play wasn't up to par. I'm just reading from the story. It says right here.
Right.
It says, like American cousins, like our American cousins, European fans are fussy. There is an array of great sport on offer in the continent. So if you're not
really?
Giving me like
what else,
yeah, like,
other than soccer?
Well, they play other sports. I don't know what
cricket.
They all are, but they play cricket and whatnot. So anyway, it just says that if you're not going to watch the best, they're watching other stuff. They're like, I'm not paying for something I don't feel is the best of the best. I think that's realistic.
If the ratings, and I don't know if it's in that article, do they show the NFL over there? Because
yeah,
they show the NFL, like, I mean, it's on television. And you can watch NFL
games. Oh, I'm sure there's a game of the week on Sky Television
them.
Or something. I'm sure they know.
If they're watching them and they know who the really good teams are in the NFL, who the great players are, and then we send over, you know, the 29th and 30th best teams, okay, I'll go with that. But unless they're really watching NFL on TV, I don't see how they would really know the difference. Now, here, I got a theory, Rob. Football is a complicated sport. Soccer is the most popular sport in the world, and I understand their strategy and all that, but let's keep it real. Soccer is much simpler than football. Football is complicated, so if you don't know it and didn't grow up following it and watching it and being into it, it's a lot to digest.
Yeah, Chris, you're being what you call it.
No, I'm not, Rob.
Hear me.
Football is more complicated than soccer.
I'm not disagreeing, but there's a lot of people who are football fans every Sunday who don't know the game, Chris.
I'm not talking about knowing the game.
You can still watch and enjoy it without – you don't have to be a football coach.
Well, part of me also is – and I hear you on that, but part of me is talking about just even among, like, young, like, why aren't they playing it? Not just watching it, but why hasn't football caught on to where they're establishing youth leagues around the world? Now, I know I've talked to some people from Africa, and they said, look, and this is true, it's more expensive. I mean, you need the equipment, whereas basketball is not as expensive. Baseball, even, you need equipment, but not like football. So those are some things that could be factors. But I'm just saying football is a more complex sport.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
Even basketball and baseball and soccer, of course. So that, I think that's an issue. And if you don't really know it, it can be intimidating. You know, like a lot of things you're not familiar with. And so I think
you've been to Super Bowl parties and people are at the Super Bowl parties and have no clue as to what's going on. Right?
Well, Rob, but I'm not saying you got to be an educated fan to the point that you can really dissect the X's and O's and the different types of defenses and things like that. I'm just saying, and again, I'm thinking more of why hasn't it caught on to where people are playing it, not just watching it. And I think it is tough to just go and say, look, we're going to teach you the sport of football. Because if people aren't into it and it's not a part of the culture, it's going to take a lot to teach them how to play football. And so I that's my opinion. I think that's a part of it. I agree with you. I mean, obviously, people, you know, we all have Super Bowl parties and half the people there don't know what's going on.
They don't know what's going on.
But it's just a part,
and guys, it ain't just
right.
Females at the party.
Right.
It's guys who have no idea.
But I'm not even talking about knowing it on that level. I'm just talking about, you know, like I said, soccer is a much simpler sport. And I don't mean that in an insulting way. It just is. Like track and field. It's you run. You jump. It's a simpler sport. Doesn't mean it's not challenging and all that, but it is what it is. So track and field, Rob, that's another sport that's much bigger around the world than it is here in America. Our sports are fairly complex. Baseball obviously has a lot of strategy. Basketball has a lot of strategy. And football has incredible amounts of strategy. So, you know, that's my opinion. You're saying I'm being
the
snobbish American.
I'm just saying, like, I just think that people know quality. I think that's what I guess that's my only real issue. It's not whether the game is complex. You're like saying, well, you should just send anything over there and that'll be good. No, I don't think so.
Well, it's NFL stuff. I think
there's a reason.
If I've never heard rap music and you give me some elementary rapper, I'm going to be like, wow, that's really good. But if I do know rap music and I know Jay-Z and all these other great rappers, then I'm going to be a little more discerning. And that's all I'm saying. Now, I don't know how much they know. If they're really getting into it over there, then that's another thing. But